Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Ariana Newcomer, a renowned author, business coach, healer, opera singer, and also the founder of WiseWomanElder.Earth. And Ariana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And let's start at the top. You know, tell us about Wise Woman Elder, the site, the effort behind it, the speaking series, and how it all came about.
Well, the speaker series came about first, and I actually started it because I'm coming into my elder years. I call myself a baby elder at 61. And I really am on a mission to change our cultural stories about elder women, because wise women elders have so much that's important to give in these times when so much is needed. So our wide and deep perspective, our years of life experience, all of the wisdom that we've gathered on the way, as long as we've been people who have been continuing to do our own personal work, our personal growth work, and continuing to learn and grow throughout our lives. So I had this brainstorm of creating a speaker series, and I was able to get Rhianne Eisler first, who is a fabulous author of many books, but her book, The Chalice and the Blade, really changed my life when I read it in the 80s. And I was able to get her to come in, and then I was able to get Barbara Marx Hubbard. So I had two really big names, both of whom are, I think, 11. So dogs in the background here, sorry.
That's so, okay. We welcome dogs on this podcast series. Yeah. We love animals. It's Dot Earth. That's great.
So once I had the those two, then I was really looking for a diversity of voices, and I also brought in some men into the series. So Rhianne Eisler's work on partnership was really a theme. And I subtitled the summit For the Healing of Earth, because to me, that's our urgent job at this time, is that we aren't going to survive as humans on this planet if we don't do something to recreate an environment that we can continue to live on.
That's fantastic, and that's certainly something that matches our mission, too. And before we talk a little bit more about this, tell us a little bit more about yourself. I mentioned at the top that you are a well-known author, business coach, healer, even an opera singer. Tell us a little bit more about Ariana Newcomer.
Well, I'll tell a little bit about my story of having been an opera singer. I was a professional opera singer, but I had a part-time career because I was raising two boys at the time. And I actually had to stop singing because of a voice injury that really shifted my life direction. But the truth was, as these things go, spirit had to kind of hit me over the head with a 2x4 and take away my singing voice so that I could pay attention to all the other things that weren't working in my life. And also get me the message that I had a bigger work to do in the world. So that all that positive reinforcement that I got from performing and the joy that I got from singing, when that was taken away, I had to realize that those things were entirely missing in the rest of my life and that I had big changes I had to make. So healing my voice took me through divorce and then into creating my own business, becoming a coach, and now to this point of creating the Reclaiming the Wise Woman Elder Summit, which has been just very profound. People have told me that they found it transformational. They had many paradigm shifts, so many ahas and words of wisdom from all the different speakers. And women actually told me they were crying tears of joy at the message of the summit. So I'm just delighted that it's had the impact that I wanted it to have.
That's fantastic. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the theme of the series. You mentioned earlier, you know, for the healing of Earth. So it seems like you tied in kind of the wise woman theme, if you will, with Earth. How did that come about? And what made you think about promoting Earth with that message, if you will?
It has to do with the ancient goddess-worshipping matrilineal cultures that were actually partnership cultures where women held power, but men did also. And that type of thinking where we come into partnership with each other as men and women then allows us to come into partnership with our earth, because the other side of partnership is domination. And the dominator culture and the dominator thinking is what has led to the destruction of our environment and of our planet by humans, because we had this idea that we have, quote unquote, dominion over the earth, which is an old thing out of the Bible. But that disconnection of people from earth, the disconnection of the old ways in the indigenous cultures, many of them had this idea of, We are thinking of seven generations back and seven generations forward, and we're stewards in this time. That type of thinking has to return, and wise women elders used to be the ones who carried that wisdom, the grandmother lodges in some indigenous cultures. And the grandmothers as the ones who were holding this vision for the whole of culture. All of the community, not just for their own families.
That's excellent. You know, my next question, of course, I'm going to ask as a user of the .earth domain for wisewomanelder.earth, what made you choose a .earth domain? How did you find the .earth domain name? Certainly makes sense from a branding perspective, but would love to hear your thoughts about how that came about.
It was just serendipity. I just came across it as I was searching for domain names for Wise Woman Elder to purchase. I was looking for .com, of course. And then on the site that I was looking at, .earth came up, and I went, oh, that's it. That's perfect. I didn't even know
that's
it
existed. That's fantastic. Nice. So you felt like it certainly helped reinforce the overall branding, a lot of the messages you were just talking about, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Good. So, Ariana, tell us, what does the future hold for wisewomanelder.earth or for any other projects you have going on? It seems like you're very busy and doing a lot. What's the future hold for you?
Well, the live portion of the Reclaiming the Wise Women Elder Summit is over, but people can still purchase the package, and I would highly recommend it, given the testimonials that I received from people who watched it. It is available at wisewomanelder.earth, so you can purchase there. And then I will be promoting an online masterclass that I'm doing called Seven Keys to Activating Your Inner Wise Woman. And I will be then actually doing a 7-month group program. So all that will be hosted on wisewomanelder.earth.
Outstanding. Awesome. Well, Ariana, this has been a wonderful interview. Anything we may have missed today? Anything else you want to cover off on?
I don't think so, but there is, of course, the possibility that I will be doing another summit like this. There were many, many speakers that I wanted to have who wanted to be in it who couldn't this time, like Grandmother Flor de Mayo, who's one of the original 13 Indigenous grandmothers. So watch this space.
That's excellent. We certainly will be doing that. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Ariana Newcomer. And as we discussed, Ariana is a renowned author, business coach, healer, former opera singer, and also the founder of wisewomanelder.earth. And Ariana, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. It's been great fun.